This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Chuck Puckett occupies the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He's of the firm opinion that there's absolutely no limit to a child's imagination. The possibilities are magical.
When relating some exploit of my youth, I often conclude with the statement, "It's a miracle I'm still alive today," an admission that many of those exploits were somewhat ill-advised. Life-threatening is nearer the mark. I have managed the feat of self-powered flight twice in my life. The first time was in the third grade in the tiny town of Weaver, just outside of Anniston. The subdivision where we lived was built on a steep hill, and our home was at the top of the hill. The developers had carved each lot into the hillside, and the yards formed a series of giant steps. Each successive step was a 10-foot drop. This arrangement was not conducive to playing. If I threw the football to my brother, he might easily disappear over the parapet in his eagerness to catch it. Not saying I ever did such a thing, only that the possibility existed. But then one day we bought a new refrigerator. After it was delivered, suddenly we had an entire refrigerator box with which to do just about anything. A refrigerator box is like a wardrobe into Narnia, to a kid's imagination, and at least it was in those days. The possibilities are magical. The box was about 6 feet long. I collapsed it so that it became a giant rectangle with a slight hump running down the middle of the long side, and I was suddenly struck with a brilliant inspiration. I had read enough science to know that the Bernoulli principle was what gave an airplane the ability to fly. The wings just needed a little hump in the middle so that the air went faster over the top of the wing than it did on the bottom. A little hump exactly like the one on my refrigerator box. With my brother's help and lots of tape, we secured the box so that the hump would stay in place. Next, I added a couple of rope handles on the underside, just wide enough to reach with my arms extended. Then we dragged our invention to the edge of the yard, furthest away from the 10-foot drop-off. A wonderful thing about the mind of a third grader is that mortality is completely absent from any consideration. Instead, an 8-year-old sees only possibilities. That's what I was looking at. I started running toward the edge of the yard. I felt the refrigerator box trying to lift me into the air. I hit the edge of the yard and I leaped out into the air. And I flew. I flew almost to the middle of our neighbor's yard. It was one of the greatest moments of my life. Before my brother could take his turn at glory, my mother came running out, yelling pretty loudly. And that was the end of Puckett Aviation. I guess someone had spied me floating by outside their window and called Mom. I'm sorry my brother didn't experience that thrill, but it's probably for the best. Truth be told, only luck had prevented broken bones or worse. Luck, combined with a vivid imagination of magical possibilities. But I had flown. And I had used my mind to work out the whole thing from principles of lift and what I understood about airplanes. I was kind of proud of that. The other time I flew, well, that's another story for another time. But one thing I can say for sure. It's a miracle I'm still alive today.
Comes all the feeling, my flying machine, going up, she goes up.
After 35 years of designing and constructing computer castles in the clouds, Chuck Puckett leads a life of retired leisure in Decatur with wife Carol. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.
Three, now we're off, girl. How's this? Pretty soft, girl. Whoa, dear, don't hit the moon. No, girl, not yet, but soon. This for me. Oh, my, you're a shy queen, not I. I'm a sky queen, oh, I'm up in the air, about this for a fair. Comes all the feeling, my flying machine.